Welcome back to the Total Theater Tony special here on this fine Saturday. Very excited to be talking to someone else from the New York Post. We're always talking to Michael Regal year after year. I'm very happy to have him back as well. But I thought, hey, what about the chief theater critic of the New York Post? And she's also the former arts and entertainment editor of Time Out New York. Very excited to be asking Elizabeth Vincentelli her thoughts on this Broadway season, and most especially the play and musical revival categories. So first of all, let me welcome to the neighborhood Elizabeth Vincentelli. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great, great. Having a wonderful time here. Has it been, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your thoughts on the Broadway season as a whole?
1 to 10, I would say 6 or 7, but I think that's what I would give every year, so that doesn't change. I don't think it was any better or worse than, they're average about the same, but they have different strengths, and this year the strengths were the plays as opposed to the musical, so.
Do you think the Tonys properly recognized the plays this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to, because the plays were were stronger in general than the musicals, so it's hard not to recognize that. And, in fact, the most competitive categories, I think, are the ones, the play-related ones, rather than the musicals.
So if you were voting, or you are voting, I'm sure.
I am voting, yes.
Yeah, so what are you? Can you tell us what you will vote for Best Play?
For Best Play, I voted for Cliburn Park. I actually just mailed my ballot a couple of days ago, and I really have no qualms about saying what I voted for. I think critics, I mean, especially voting critics who say, well, should win, I mean, clearly that's who they voted for. So I can tell you I voted for Cliburn Park.
Okay. I mean, I'm wondering if other desert cities will actually take the prize.
I do think that other desert cities will win. Because even though it opened earlier, and usually the play that opened later seems to have been of a bit more of a momentum, I think in this case, weirdly, I think the momentum is with other cities. I don't really know why, but it's kind of like a gut feeling there. And partly this may have to do with the fact that it's directed by Joe Mantello, who has he's a very popular guy on Broadway, so in terms of his, well, maybe not popular, but
even after the
feared, he'll probably get a lot of votes.
I mean, don't forget the fiasco with Megan Mullally, and he was directing that Terrence McNally play, I think, in that.
Right. No, he has a huge track record. I mean, he directed Wicked, and on Broadway, Money Talks. So I really think that other desert cities is going to win. But I think Cliburn Park is a stronger play, and I actually saw both of them twice, and Cliburn Park holds up better on second viewing. There's still a lot to discover about it when you see it again, whereas I don't think other desert cities work as well in the second viewing.
Cool. Now let me ask Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post her thoughts about the revival categories. We've got a couple of major revivals here. Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, Gore Vidal's The Best Man. I guess we ought to call it Terrence McNally's Masterclass. And
Margaret Edson's Wit.
Right.
Actually, I do think it was called Margaret Edson's Wit.
Really?
I think so. It's crazy.
That? I don't understand why they have to do that. But anyway, your thoughts on that category?
That, to me, has got to be one of the most depressing categories of all, because I don't think any of these plays should win. Unfortunately, there will be a winner, but I don't think any of them deserve to win. They're completely weak, all of them.
Wow.
I think Death of a Salesman will win because it always wins, but it is not a good revival. It is insanely overrated. So, no, I don't think anything. They should just forget about that category this year. It's just terrible.
Was there something they left off? I mean, did you wish Streetcar Named Desire was on there, or you didn't like that?
No, actually, it's another. I mean, why not? It could have been there. It's not any more or less deserving than Wit or Masterclass. In fact, actually, I would almost argue perversely that Streetcar should be there instead of Masterclass.
Okay.
But it's really, it's a highly, highly competitive field in mediocrity.
Okay. Do you feel the same way about revival of a musical? The nominees
No, actually, that's a really interesting one. That's a really, really lively one. I'm pretty sure Follies is going to win, because when there's a Sondheim revival, it tends to win. I really enjoyed it. I also really enjoyed Evita, and I would be happy if either of those won. I think Follies is going to win, so that's not going to be a contest. But we live in a town and an era where even an average Sondheim revival is going to win over a great Andrew Weber revival, because nobody takes Andrew Weber seriously in New York. I think it's a really terrible mistake. As far as his early work from the 70s is concerned, I love Evita as a show. I love the production. But when you're against Sondheim in New York, you don't stand a chance, and that's completely unfair. Especially Andrew Weber, he does not stand a chance against Stephen Sondheim. So yes, Follies will win that one. Porgy and Bess, of course, it's really fantastic that it's nominated after this whole tempest in a teapot that happened when Sondheim wrote a letter about the proposed changes that director Dan Paulus had announced he wanted to make. And now, of course, she's nominated, and the revival is nominated, so it's kind of great. And Jesus Christ Superstar, I think, is a really excellent production. Actually, I just saw it again recently, and he holds up really well.
Well, can I ask, going back to Porgy and Bess, you know, this whole tempest in a teapot, where did you come down on that? Do you agree that it should not have been tampered?
I didn't really care for it. I thought it completely lacked any fire. I was not crazy about Audra McDonald, who's probably going to win a Tony, by the way. I thought Norma Lewis was a completely pedestrian, unfortunate pun not intended, for Porgy. It is not. There's a couple of great moments in that show having to do with Philip Boykin, who's nominated for supporting role, and it's just not a very involving production. The set looks really cheap, and I think they were going for minimalism, and it just ended up looking cheap, and I really did not care for it.
Oh, well, but...
But I'll be happy with any of the other three, although Follies is going to win.
Follies will win, according to Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post. Before we let you go, I do want to ask, since you see so many things, your thoughts on the off-Broadway season. Any shows really stand out?
It's been pretty good off-Broadway, actually. Two of my favorite shows of the year were off-Broadway, and they were Sons of the Prophet, a play by a young playwright named Stephen Karam, and a play called Tribes by a British playwright called Nina Raines, and those were wonderful. And I, of course, let's not forget, and one of my favorite shows of the year is Once, and that started off Broadway at New York Theatre Workshop, a great little musical. And I still, I really love the much criticized Lizzie Strada Jones, which should never have transferred to Broadway. It was a huge mistake. They should have extended the off Broadway run, and it would have had a really nice run and built a really nice reputation. As it is, they kind of ruined that show. But it was a great off-Broadway musical. So I think off-Broadway has been really healthy, and I think you can see that in the number of off-Broadway shows that transferred and that were nominated. Once, Other Desert Cities, Claiborne Park, Peter and the Starcatcher, all the big shows of the year on Broadway were all developed off-Broadway, and that's a very healthy sign for off-Broadway here.
And of course, when Broadway's healthy, when off-Broadway's healthy, theater critics and theater journalists and theater radio hosts also get to feel healthy,
right,
and to eat as well. I want to thank you so much, Elizabeth Vincentelli. She is
sure.
Chief theater critic for the New York Post, and you can read her, well, every time a show opens up in New York, in the Post, and of course the Post online. Anything that you're particularly looking forward to next season that you already know about?
Next season? I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I am actually really looking forward to Annie. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is really, I feel like I'm going crazy. I'm falling in some kind of like bizarre world. But the casting is really intriguing for the adults, of course. To see Katie Finneran do Miss Hannigan, it's going to be a treat. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. They just announced a revival of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Scarlett Johansson for the spring. I'm really looking forward to that. She was terrific when she made her Broadway debut. And there's a lot of exciting stuff coming up. And actually, coming up soon, there's a musical adaptation of Dogfight, the Lily Taylor movie, that looks really intriguing. And that's going to be off-Broadway. So, yeah, there's always something new coming up.
Well, that's always the best thing to hear about the theater, always something new coming out. I want to thank Elizabeth Vincentelli so much for joining us in the neighborhood as part of our Tony special. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.